中区第六排那位女士。对，对。
Good morning, Minister Wang. I'm with CGTN, that's China Global Television Network. Now, in 2018, for the very first time in 12 years, the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation will once again be hosted by China right here in Beijing. Now, what outcome do you expect from that summit? Also, Mr. Minister, the world is evolving, so is China. But one thing that seems to remain unchanged for China, at least, is the importance it attaches to Africa's concerns and interests. And I'm kind of wondering how China stays true to its policy on honesty and amicability towards Africa in the new era. Thank you.
中国国际电视台，今年中国北京将在时隔12年后再次主办中非合作论坛峰会，你对峰会成果有何预期？世界在变，中国在发展，但中国对非洲的诉求和利益的重视似乎一直未变。新时代的中国如何继续坚持对非真实清诚的理念？
首先我要祝贺CGTN 取得的积极的这些进展。对于中非关系啊，习近平总书记曾经精辟地指出，中国同非洲国家我们是患难之交，患难之交不能忘。因此不管世界上怎样的变化，也不管别人说什么，中非之间的深厚友谊都是牢不可破的，中国对非洲真实亲诚的理念也绝不会改变。
Congratulations to the CGTN on your success. General Secretary Xi Jinping once made a powerful statement, China and Africa are friends tested by adversity. Such friends must never be forgotten. So be assured, no matter how the world may change or what others might say, the profound friendshipbetween China and Africa will remain unbreakable, and China's promise of sincerity, real results, friendship, and good faith will remain true.
作为非洲国家的好兄弟和好伙伴，我们始终把非洲国家的需要和利益放在心上，想非洲之所想，急非洲之所急。非洲当前面临着维护和平安全、促进振兴发展这两大任务。中国将根据非洲国家的实际需要，加大对非洲热点问题的斡旋，加强同非洲各国在反恐、打击海盗、防灾减灾这些非传统安全领域的合作，从而不断提高非洲国家的维护自身和平与安全的能力。
As Africa's brother and partner,China will always attach particular importance to the needs and interests of African countries. Africa's concerns are China's concerns. Africa's priorities are China's priorities. Africa faces the twin challenges of maintaining peace and security and of promoting development and revitalization. In response to its needs, China will step up mediation in regional flashpoints as well as cooperation with African countriesOn unconventional security threats such as terrorism, piracy, and natural disaster, and help them build capacity for ensuring their own peace and security.
构建人类命运共同体，非洲是不可或缺的组成部分。我们欢迎非洲的兄弟姐妹继续搭乘中国发展的快车。今年九月份，中非合作论坛峰会将在中国举行。各国领导人时隔十二年后会再次齐聚北京，共商新时代的中非合作大计。峰会的主题将聚焦中非共建“一带一路”，共筑中非命运共同体。我们将推动“一带一路”与联合国2030可持续发展议程相对接，与非盟的2063议程相对接。同时要与非洲各国的发展战略相对接，让中非合作插上一带一路的翅膀，飞得更高， 飞得更远。谢谢。
Africa is an indispensable partner in our effort to build a global community with a shared future. China welcomes our African brothers and sisters to get on board its fast train of development. The FOCAC summit scheduled for September will bring together Chinese and African leaders again, 12 years after their last gathering in Beijing. They will discuss China-Africa cooperation in the new era and focus on jointly advancing the Belt and Road Initiative and turning China and Africa into a community with a shared future. By aligning the Belt and Road Initiative with the UN's 2030 Agenda, the AU's Agenda 2063, and the development strategies of individual African countries, we will give wings to China-Africa cooperation to help it soar to greater heights. Thank you.
好，谢谢。下一个问题，左区第五排这位男士，不是，第五排，哎，对。
啊，王部长你好，我是日本工作下的陈四。今年正值日本中国友好条约缔结40周年，两国未来上相互关系都做出了积极的努力。请问两国领导人是否实现互访？中方怎么评价中国和日本的关系？希望今后的两国关系如何发展？谢谢。
Kyoto News. In this 40th anniversary year of the Japan-China Treaty of Peace and Friendship, both countries have been making active efforts to improve relations. Will we see an exchange of visits between Chinese and Japanese leaders? How does China see the relationship and its future?
希望你继续努力地学好中文。中日关系每次都是记者会的那么话题之一了。但是我们看到这段时间，日本方面采取了更为清晰、更为积极的对华政策，中日关系出现了难得的改善的势头，中方对此表示欢迎。只要日方不犹豫、不折腾、不倒退，客观对待和认同中国的发展，中国愿意与日方相向而行，我们共同推动两国关系回到健康稳定的发展轨道。
I'm sure you will keep working on your Chinese. China-Japan relations seems to be a fixture at my annual press conference. In the recent period, Japan has adopted a clearer and more positive policy towards China, resulting in a precious improvement of relations. China welcomes this. If Japan does not prevaricate, flip-flop, or backpedal, and instead comes to terms with China's development and welcomes it, China will be willing to act in the same spirit and work with Japan to put our relationship back on the track of healthy and steady growth.
今年是中日和平友好条约缔结40周年。40年前的条约以法律的形式确认了正确对待历史、坚持一个中国这些中日关系正常化时所规定的各项政治原则，也明确了两国和平共处、世代友好的大方向。不忘初心，方得始终。40年后，站在承前启后的历史关头，我们希望日方能够政治上讲信用，行动上守规矩，切实维护好两国关系的政治基础，并且把互为合作伙伴、互不构成威胁的政治共识真正落到实处。我相信只要中日关系持续改善，两国的高层往来自然水到渠成，和平友好也将重新成为两国关系的主旋律。谢谢。
40 years ago, China and Japan signed the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. it codified the political principles agreed in negotiating the normalization of Sino-Japanese relations, including handling history correctly and following a One China policy. The treaty also enshrined our joint desire to live in peace and friendship forever. As the saying goes, never forget why you started, and you can accomplish your mission. 40 years on, at another crucial juncture of history, we hope Japan will have political credibility and act accordingly to cement the political foundation of our relations and give effect to the political understanding that China and Japan see each other as partners, not threats. I'm hopeful that with the steady improvement of our relations, high-level visits will naturally come about, and peace and friendship will again be the dominant theme of Sino-Japanese relations. Thank you.
谢谢，请继续提问。中区第五排这位女士，第五排。
谢谢主持人，王院长您好，香港凤凰卫视记者提问：您如何看待美日印澳四国加强合作的印太战略？那在您看来，这是否是对中国的一种围堵？也有人说，这一战略的提出就是为了对冲中国的一带一路，中方将如何应对？谢谢。
Phoenix TV, what is China's view of the Indo-Pacific strategy pursued by the US, Japan, India and Australia? Do you see it as an attempt to contain China or offset China's Belt and Road Initiative? How will China respond to it?
这个世界上各种话题层出不穷，花样翻新，就像太平洋和印度洋上的浪花，一时引人耳目，转瞬归于平静。确实有些学者和媒体啊，在渲染所谓的印太战略是为了围堵中国，但是我们看到四国官方立即就出面表示，那么他们无意针对任何的国家。我希望他们说的是实话，也希望他们能够言行一致。至于跟一带一路什么关系，一带一路已经得到了100多个国家的支持，它就在那个地方。在当今时代，在挑起冷战已经不合时宜，再搞小圈子对抗更没有市场。谢谢。
It seems there is never a shortage of headline grabbing ideas. These ideas are like the sea foam in the Pacific or Indian Ocean. They may get some attention, but soon will dissipate. Contrary to the claim made by some academics and media outlets that the Indo-Pacific strategy aims to contain China, the four countries' official position is that it targets no one. I hope they mean what they say, and their action will match their rhetoric. As to the relationship between the Indo-Pacific strategy and the Belt and Road Initiative, let us not forget that the BRI has received the support of over 100 countries. Nowadays, stoking a new Cold War is out of sync with the times, and inciting bloc confrontation will find no market. Thank you.
好，谢谢。下一个问题。PTI， 右区第二排这位先生。
Oh, thank you. From Press Trust of India, PTI. 2017 has been a very difficult year in India-China relations. The relations were affected by a host of issues, including the standoff at Doklam. You, along and State Councillor Ang Jiechi, visited Delhi and followed by the recent visit of the Indian Foreign Secretary to here for talks with you and other officials. How you see India-China relations shaping up this year? Thank you.
印度报业托拉斯，由于在一系列问题上的分歧和洞朗对峙事件，2017年是中印关系史上非常困难的一年。今年年初以及去年年底，
杨洁篪国务委员和你相继访印，印度外密访华，中方希望如何塑造今年的中印关系？
中印关系保持着发展的势头，当然也经历了困难和考验，正像你刚才所说的，在此过程当中，中方既坚定维护了自身的正当权益，也积极顾全了中印关系的大局。对于中印关系的发展前景，两国领导人已经达成了重要的战略共识，那就是中印要龙象共舞，而不是龙象争斗。中印一加一不仅等于二，更加等于十一。
Despite some tests and difficulties, the China-India relationship continues to grow. In the process, China has both upheld its legitimate rights and interests and taken care to preserve the relationship. Chinese and Indian leaders have developed a strategic vision for the future of our relations. The Chinese dragon and the Indian elephant must not fight each other, but dance with each other. If China and India are united, 1+1 will equal not only 2, but also 11.
面对当前国际局势的百年变局，我们看到越来越多的有识之士认识到，两个超过十亿人口规模的发展中大国相继走向现代化，最重要的是相互理解、相互支持，最应该避免的是相互猜忌、相互消耗。从这个意义上讲，中印之间迫切需要解决的问题就是互信。建立起政治互信，喜马拉雅山也阻挡不了相互加强友好交往。缺乏互信，一马平川也难使双方走在一起。我要告诉印度朋友的是，中印之间共识远多于分歧，利益远大于摩擦。中方愿意同印度继承弘扬友好传统，同印度人民交朋友、做伙伴，希望双方打开心结，相向而行，用信任代替猜忌，以对话管控分歧，靠合作来开创未来。谢谢。
The international situation is experiencing its biggest change in a century. More and more far-sighted people have come to realize that as the largest two developing countries, each with a population of more than 1 billion, become modernized, China and India must do everything to emphasize with and support each other, and to avoid mutual suspicion and attrition. In this sense, mutual trust is the most precious commodity in China-India relations. With political trust, not even the Himalayas can stop us from friendly exchanges. Without it, not even level land can bring us together. Let me put this to our Indian friends. Our shared understandings far outstrip our differences, and our common interests far outweigh our frictions. China is willing and ready to inherit and take forward our traditional friendship,and be a friend and partner of the Indian people. I hope the two sides will be free from mental inhibitions and meet each other halfway. Let us replace suspicion with trust, manage differences through dialogue, and build a future through cooperation. Thank you.
谢谢，请继续提问。